Hello, good day. This is a short audio tutorial about rabbit-focused playing of guitar. I say rabbit-focused and not strummed, as it's more commonly known, because here I bring the strum to the bass of the play. It's strum, constant strum is a dogma for the play. And so that is why it becomes rap. I'm gonna give you three short insights about the different properties of this technique, and then I'll tell you other three techniques or theory about the technique itself. Okay, so let's go. The difference, the basic difference here that I propose for this way of playing, the advantages that it has is that it extends the quantity of beginnings of sounds. So, yeah, with plucked guitar, normally there is a sound that is extended. So it gets a hearable presence. But if instead of extending that sound, we cause more sounds, more that are cut, stopped before, we get a more load of sounds. We don't hear them with the ears, but as either plucked guitar sounds are also resonating in your body after they've been silenced by other notes or by your hand stopping them, has this special property that it talks to a part of your body that your ears don't hear, in a way. Okay, so what's the basic approach that is much different from the other style of playing is that here we are minimizing the separation of the rhythmic hand with the strings. So this is a kind of dogma. I mean, the strings are kind of a body you like, body you love, and you are very obsessed of touching it, keeping it in touch all the time. I mean, really, this is the only condition and the most difficult condition to follow for, especially for classical or experienced guitarists. I mean, we are used to the pluck play that you let your hands out of the strings often as a bass, but here we don't do that. We have to keep on touch, cause sounds, and release some energies from some fingers to let some of them sound while not leaving the touch on the strings. I mean, we can play the upper string and then bring the finger to the second string in touch that lets resonate the first, but the finger has not left the touch with other strings. That's the basic condition. All right, so this what gives us is finally works as a microscope for the player emotion. So with music we focus in little details also in performances and things or in voices of people in the tones in little details. So with the plucked guitar that those details are somewhere else are in a way in a microscopic form let's say, but in the rabbit-focused playing of guitar, we are looking through a microscope, and since emotions are also more of a microscopic thing than a macroscopic one, despite being both, we are gonna have them very, very, very obviously expressed. Despite their crypticity, obviously, but in this road focused guitar playing, when you master it a bit, is lets the emotions flow because your head is much more obsessed in following the rhythmic hand that with other that is more the mixed with both. And the rhythmic is kind of the one who is mining the sound, is the first starting it up. Okay, so I said when this style is a bit mastered, because it's also hard, it's not strumming has a technique, it also has a notation. In rabbit focused playing of guitar, to make a notation is a very difficult task. Maybe it's impossible, I don't know, I didn't try. But it's hard. It doesn't cost too much to start to do something that you feel a little, but you have to be very very ready to recover, to have a recovery, a quick recovery from your errors, because causes many dissonances that you have to go patching them with other dissonances and keep it flowing. At that sometimes can get very frustrated because you are in a high mood of play, like you found a very good rhythm, with your hand energy is flowing like marvelous. But then you change a little bit the energy on the hand, and something breaks up, and then you can get stressed with that and fail into recover back again. So this is yet something that this style helps us in developing for our life as well, for everyday's problems. Okay, so let me go then straight to what are some of the specific techniques for playing a bit better, for improving, developing yourself within this style, which I try to find in books or videos and else, and I really didn't find what I am really looking for to explain to you now, that I think is something basic here, but I would like to know more about academic research on it, but I really don't know, so I invite you to share if you find. Okay? So what are the techniques here? Okay, techniques is, let's get in the overview again, and let's see. We're gonna do rabbit-focused playing of guitar, so we want the most energy possible from our body, whole body, even from both hands, has to go to the rhythmic hand. Here in this style, the left hand can be minimized and even have a zero presence. Especially, it's good to start the heating up of the right hand by not using the left much, or even before that, before approaching the guitar, play with both of your hands like in a tantric dance that is recommended for the beginning of intimate relationships, and then start to focus that your hand is gonna be the right hand is gonna be the absolute domina of the situation, and in that kind of relationship is an agreed domina relationship. Okay, the left hand accepts that the right is gonna be very dominant, the most dominant the left can make the right to be, the better for the couple. This is the place we are. In the context we are in this style. So let's cue that from the beginning of the play, right? The right hand, get them in touch, get to feel the texture, hug the strings without even touching for a minute with the eyes closed. Whatever ritualistic of your own is good for this. Because this is the real important. We don't want to separate from the strings, so it's good to hug them without sounding first, and then start to move them slowly without causing even sounds, like when we hug someone and we start to move a little bit the hands, without doing much, but we feel it anyway. There's no sound, but we feel it. That's the importance here. So when we start going for the play, when you will start to move your rhythmic hand with in full contact with the strings all the time, when the right hand will start to ask you to play a little bit more than a constant rhythm that doesn't do any sound or anything, when the sounds still start to get out, is when you start to distribute differently the energy between your fingers. Okay, and here is the theoretic part that I have researched for that and I didn't find. It's the trigonometry of the energy between the fingers attached constantly to the strings. Right? And I developed some of basic theories about it myself, for understanding myself and for letting you, letting others understand better this technique. And what I do is, first, I discovered this fact really by a simple fact that I recommend you to start with if you want to go on, is the horn-like position of the right hand. Why horn? Because with the upper finger, if we let it strong along the smaller one, with the two ones in the middle, turn it back, but in touch with the strings, we causing the upper and lower strings to sound a little while we are still rubbing the middle ones. Okay, so this causes a clarity of sound in a way, especially when you play fast. This is a bit recommended here. And this is something very rewarding at the beginning because it's quickly causing some sound, some almost decent sound in our ears of a classical hearer. But then from there, you understand that there is a kind of a triangle in your energy, in your fingers, where there is an hypotenusa formed by the upper and lower, and a vertex, a passive vertex, with the middle ones turned back, with the nails, in this case, touching the strings and rubbing them, okay? So from this hypotenusa, in a way, you can start go play and, for example, turn it completely opposite, like make the two middle fingers, which are in the back, you move them in front, and with the yolks, you make sound the middle strings, and the other ones with the nails, you rub the upper and the lower. Okay, it's kind of an opposite configuration, trigonometric configuration, let's say. But then get into these two, and then whatever combinations you do after that, you can go yourself with it. I mean, it's important to focus in this, since we want to cause some dance, not only constant strumming, like doesn't go anywhere really. So, I made some differentiations that probably are recognized within academia, but I want to tell them for pointing out into the importance of one of them especially. So I made the differentiation between soft and hard playing, slow and fast, and low and high sound. Okay. So in soft, hard, this is what I want to focus. Soft hard playing of rabbit focused guitar playing has its connotations, special connotations here, since hard brings deeper kind of intensity of the root of what is gonna be the intention of the beginning of the sound. You play hard, it's like you dig strongly into the mind, but doesn't mean it's either more valuable than polishing what's been digged for keep digging then after, which would be the analogy of playing soft in a way. Okay, so but at playing hard, this is where you distribute your energy between the fingers. Some fingers can be playing soft but leading, but normally it's easier to start with some hard leading of energy in some fingers, which and others are passive. So then you start to draw a trigonometric dance that it's hard to put on notation, really, but it's possible, probably. Who knows? Okay, another little connotation on these categories of play is the yolky and naily playing. I mean, you can just try yourself. I mean, it's not the same to rap with a nail that rap with a yolk. And also another instrument that we add on the top of the guitar, in a way, with the same guitar, is the importance of the playing with the boot of the guitar itself, and especially with the rear bridge, which has a very powerful sound, drumming sound, very strong, that is something to put into the performance as you feel it. So finally, I don't want to extend this more. This was short. This is the short tips that finish here. I just invite you to visit more about the theory itself and the hearing of the place, experimental place, initial place that I did with the different techniques I could like mixing of these categories I explained before. In a website I made, it's called rap.fluff.org. More information there. I hope the website is up and is not down when you go to visit. But whatever, feel invited to develop this, either theoretically or practically enjoying it without bothering too much, because that's a path to follow that I feel, which is very enriching. And I'd like to share and hear other people playing with this style that could recycle from some of sounds, nice sounds that feels within all the rubble this in the songs I play. And since you could be a more skilled guitarist than me, that I don't know chords and don't just can improvise, probably there's a high potential that you could improve me very much, very easily. Just if you are flexible to adapt your hand, to use hand to another kind of play. And I love to hear my music being improved and more cute. My style of music, let's say. It's not mine, it's a style that is there, man, but I want to hear it more from other people that could do better. So come on, go on. Kisses.